All right, the summary sheet says Alfrey, comma, Talon, 58-yard kickoff return. You're going, that's weird, because I didn't think Talon returned kickoffs. Talon Alfrey joins us on the headset now. Talon, you do return kickoffs in certain situations, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep, today was a special occasion.
All right, so how much of what happened last week in Tempe with their squib that went off a BYU player played into you being in position to scoop up a squib and take it almost 60 yards for the score?
Yeah, well, that player last week was me, unfortunately. So, you know, lesson learned. Got my opportunity to redeem myself today and was grateful for that. It was an awesome experience to score a touchdown in Lavelle.
How crazy is that, Talon? You get hit with it against Arizona State and try to get back on. I saw your scramble. You fought your butt off to get back on it. But then them coming out and trying it again this week, was that a purposeful attempt to hit you again?
This week they're just trying to do a middle dribble kind of kick in between me and Ethan Slade. And we get that in practice every week, so we were ready for it. We saw their kickoff team kind of converge in the middle around the kicker, so we knew it was coming. We stepped across the line, and we knew they couldn't hit us if we stepped across the line. And no one touched me, so I just kept running.
Were you shocked when you got it into your stomach that nobody was there to tackle you?
Yeah, I mean, luckily got a good bounce this week. And, yeah, I mean, no one – I protected the ball with two hands, realized no one was touching me, and I just kept running.
Well, back to last week for a second. How much of the instinct is I've got to get it, and how much are you being told get away from it in that situation?
Yeah, it's all about the tempo of the ball. And so if it's coming hot, like last week I tried to let it go to the back line. This week it was slow, and I got a good bounce, so I was able to recover it myself. So it's all about the tempo of the ball is what we're coached on. And, yeah, some ball didn't bounce my way last week. Luckily it did this week, and just grateful to God that I got the opportunity to score. Especially on senior night, helped the seniors win the last one in Lavelle.
As a defensive back, there's always a chance you could have a pick six or a scoop and score, but however you score, this is touchdown number one for you, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Very cool moment for you. And it gets to come in a win on senior night, and you don't end up maybe where you wanted to be, where you thought you might be a couple of weeks ago, but 10 wins are 10 wins, and you didn't play in the postseason last year, and this year you're going to a great bowl game somewhere.
Correct, yeah, we're super excited to have a sweet bowl game, and yeah, excited for one more opportunity to play with this team and this family.
So, Talon, if I were to place an improvement grade on a position from 23 to position to 24, I would say the safeties have improved the most. Your group has been incredible. You've been a part of it, but all of you collectively have just been incredible. Take us into that safeties room from young guys like DeMooney to Wakely to yourself to Wall. It just feels like it's a tight-knit group, and you guys have played some really good football.
Yeah, the safeties are an important group, and like you said, we got lots of guys in that room who have played this year and have done really well for us. And so super, super proud of the safety room. And you're right, we are a close-knit group. We all love each other. We all like to be around each other, practice for each other, play hard for each other. So it's been a fun year and excited for one more game.
At what point do you stop noticing the cold out there, or do you simply feel it all night long?
Yeah, you kind of get numb to it. It's not a big deal. It's cold. It's going to be cold. You can't do anything about it. So luckily we got heated benches on the sideline to help us out. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of not on your mind when you're out here playing football.
So, Talon, as you're watching these seniors on their senior walk, kind of take us through your thoughts. I mean, what are you thinking with these seniors?
Yeah, this is a good group of seniors. They give a lot to this program, and super grateful for their sacrifice and their willingness to play at BYU and represent what BYU is. And they've set a great foundation for years to come, and just hoping to continue to, you know, continue that culture on with future years coming.
Talon, congrats to you and the guys on the win. Congrats to you on the score. Thanks for taking a minute with us, and happy holiday weekend, the rest of it, and we'll see you in a bowl game.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Talon. Talon Alfrey with us.